Well, what we're trying to do is invalidate an agreement between the city of Sycamore and United and American Airlines, and they're a necessary party. So as part of the court proceeding, we had to include Sycamore in the lawsuit.
What is then the claim that you have that this is, you know, a sham office?
Well, when you go to and you visit United Airlines office, you can see that there's empty tables, there's model airplanes, there's no employees, there's no computers. Clearly, there's no. Right now, we estimate there's 1 million gallons of jet fuel purchased every day, and that's not happening in Sycamore. Clearly, all the action is happening in Willis Tower, where United Airlines has hundreds of employees. So that's where they should be paying the proper sales tax. That's also, of course, where O'Hare is located and where they're using the jet fuel.
You know, I know that about a year ago there was a similar lawsuit that was filed with Shanahan. Why do the lawsuit now when that hasn't seen its way through the court?
Well, because this is a different fact pattern. This is a different city. In Shanahan and Kankakee, the companies are not yet public, but I can tell you that there are other airlines that are buying jet fuel through Shanahan and Kankakee, and we need to stop this. The RTA has a fiduciary duty to bring in as much money for the mass transit in Chicago, and we can't allow any company to dodge the proper sales tax. So I would say to the city of Sycamore, it's time that it stop. Clearly, United and American have the biggest windfall here. They're making the most money, but the city of Sycamore really needs to stop these agreements as well.